What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Hey, got a question. Do you follow me on Snapchat yet? Because if you don't, if it's not a thing, you need to make it a thing. Here's my thing. You basically, I guess you scan the thing or you lick the thing and then you follow me on the thing. That's what I want you to do. I want you to follow me on the thing. I'll also put a link to the thing down in the description below if you're interested. Now let's do the news. We got a bunch of little like news nuggets. So let's do those. For the longest time, I've been telling you that the Twitter app for Android is like complete shit. The design of the app is terrible, and you would think that it's not that way because Twitter. Why Twitter? But as I mentioned a few weeks ago on this show, Twitter was preparing to roll out a brand new redesign specifically for the Android app. And as of today, they are doing that. They've begun rolling out the app today. I got it, their new redesign, that is. And it's better. It's not great. It's better. Not great, but better. It's pretty inconsistent. Like, they rolled out a new design, but it's not, like, everywhere. It's just some places. Twitter, I feel like there's just a bunch of monkeys that work at Twitter. Just a bunch of monkeys, or at least in the design aspect of things, and they just get high, and they have no idea what they're doing, and Twitter's just like, sure, roll it out, I don't care. It's f***ing Android, who cares? Why you do this? Why? Speaking of redesign, Snapchat has begun rolling out a brand new redesign of the Discover and Stories page, giving brands more attention and, of course, advertisers more attention. Because money. Now, publishers, brands, or advertisers can add images to further entice people to go ahead and view the content that they are providing. This is, of course, because Snapchat makes the majority of its revenue from advertising, so they do want to kind of elevate ads more to hopefully get you to view said ads more so they get more money. Also, if you're interested at all, you can now subscribe to a publisher's feed, and those subscriptions will actually appear under the stories of your friends. So at least they're not like completely crowding everything. You'll get your friend's stuff first and then the stuff you've subscribed to. So if you like BuzzFeed, now you can BuzzFeed is like the shit stain of the internet. Are we like agreeing on that, or is that just me? Just me? Oh. So AT&T is apparently getting ready to launch their own video subscription service. Because that's what all of us want, clearly. I guess it's going to be called Verve or VRV, one of those. It's going to feature like anime content, video games, and niche action sports, whatever that means. Listen, AT&T, Verizon just recently came out and flat out said that Go 90 was overhyped and that no one really cares about it. So why do you want to just, God, why does everyone think that they can handle video? Why does everyone think that we want to give them money for video? Do you know what kind of people you're competing with in this space? Just do what you do best, for Jesus Christ's sake, please. God, why do you do this? Something interesting, I guess, is that I just want to remind you that AT&T, also with the Churning Group, owns Full Screen Network. So you can expect that Full Screen put their dirty, filthy hands inside the YouTuber bucket. And there's going to be a bunch of YouTubers that do this for money. So great. All in all, a win-win for everyone, huh? Microsoft has launched a new project called Planner. In other words, Microsoft has copied Trello. That's essentially what has happened here, if we're being honest. I don't think they're really trying to capture the Trello market. This is a free tool from the Office suite, the Office 365 suite or whatever. So this is more to cater towards people that are that usually use Office stuff. This is just another stuff to use aside from your other stuff that you use. So if you like Trello, you'll probably be okay with Planner. In a recent interview, the general manager of Huawei, Charlene, if you're listening, girl, I'm sorry. It seems I have f***ed up your name. Anyway, in the interview, she said, we're doing the Nexus again this year, by the way. What? Because everyone assumed, because of rumors, that HTC was going to be making both Nexus devices this year. So that would kind of lead us to believe that if they're not making a phone, if Huawei is not going to make a phone, they'll make a Nexus tablet this year. So I'm interested. I think we're going with HTC, as the rumors have been stating. So HTC will handle both Nexus phones, and then the tablet will be Huawei's responsibility. I'm curious. What do you guys think? Do you want Huawei to make another Nexus phone, or do you want HTC to do it? Comment section below. People really don't understand permissions on smartphones, especially with Facebook. People are just like totally confused. At least a lot of people are totally confused by the fact that Facebook needs permission to use your microphone. And people are like freaking out, like, oh my God, you're recording me without me knowing. And then, oh my God, it's going to Obama, and Obama's going to come to my house and punch my dog and eat my baby. And then you're going to give all the information to advertisers, and then the advertisers are going to throw ads down my face and try to get me to buy stuff. And man, I like free. I don't want to buy. I want free. Well, Facebook finally came out and gave an official statement on this. They said, listen, guys, no. When you speak into your microphone for any reason, we're not taking that data and throwing it to advertisers so they can serve you better ads. That is not what's happening. You are served ads on Facebook based on what you are interested in. And most likely you're talking about what you're interested in. You're also searching the internet for what you're interested in, and therefore you're getting ads. Guys, of course it's requesting your microphone so you can use the voice messaging feature in Messenger. Please don't be stupid. I'm begging you not to be stupid. This is why it needs the microphone, because you talk into the microphone and you send a voice message. The only other time, which, you know, is kind of meh, the only other time it's using your microphone is when you are either watching a TV show, potentially, or when you're listening to music. So then it can be like, oh, they like this kind of music, or oh, they're kind of into this TV show. Well, that's kind of, I don't like that too much, really, but they're not going to eat your baby, I promise. T-Mobile announced Uncarrier 11. And now is getting weird, man. So the first announcement out of three is that they're going to give T-Mobile customers T-Mobile stock. Literally, that's exactly what they're doing. It's called Stock Up. And if you are a primary account holder with T-Mobile, then you can get one share of T-Mobile stock. And all you have to do to claim said share is download and claim it through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. Oh yeah, that's a thing too. With the T-Mobile Tuesdays app, you're able to get free stuff, claim actual gifts from T-Mobile. Apparently every Tuesday, you could get like free Domino's pizza, like free Wendy's Frosties, and a movie rental from Vudu. This is real. This is completely real. It's cool that they're doing this, I think. It's kind of crazy and weird, if we're being honest, but also, to be fair, you deserve free stuff because you're sacrificing quite a bit to be with T-Mobile, like actual decent service, for one. Also, they announced an update to their partnership with Gogo in-flight Wi-Fi. If you weren't aware, planes that have Gogo installed on them, you have been able to have free texting so long as you are a T-Mobile customer. That's being updated today. And you're able to have free texting as well through like iMessage and Messenger and Hangouts and whatnot, things that actually like use the internet. And 1 hour of free Wi-Fi for every flight that you're on, so long as your plane does include Gogo in-flight Wi-Fi. If you need any more information on this, and I'm assuming if you're interested in the stock thing, you're going to want more information. I'll link it all down in the description below because it gets kind of weird and complicated. Link is down there. T-Mobile, why? What are you doing? And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. And I will see you tomorrow.